Kıbrıs'a uykri hadi kardan evlendiriz belirti.
Welcome back! It's gonna be another exciting day here on Quip Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. How are you today, Jonathan?
Good.
That's good.
How are you, Amy?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's been a good break over the last few weeks, and now we're getting back into it. Continuing our work in the advocacy space, and of course, doing the podcast. And I look forward to another exciting year here on Quip Chat. What are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about dating goals for 2024.
So 2024 has now come upon us, and it's time we set goals for ourselves for the year, for the audience out there. Let us know what your goals are for this year, and so let's get into it. What are some of the goals that you're setting?
My goal for 2024 is to launch and sustain the charity support group and Quip Chat.
Nice. That's to launch and to run the social support group.
Yeah.
That's gonna, I believe, happen tomorrow.
Yes.
So if anyone wants more details, please let us know. The social support group. Yeah, look, just briefly, I guess one of my goals is just to continue to advocate in this space and reach out to my networks and hopefully get more who are on the same journey as well. So in saying that, setting goals is very important because it allows me to keep organized with, you know, my life, and to see how far I can get into my journey. We're all humans at the end of the day. We all have responsibilities, and we all, you know, like to achieve goals. And so it's very important that you continue to set goals for yourself, because it allows you, for me, it allows me to keep myself busy, but also something to look forward to. And whenever I get a goal achieved, I usually celebrate it among myself, with friends, you know, my social support groups. What about you, Jonathan? What are setting goals important for you?
It gives me a roadmap of what I want to achieve. And give us something to work towards.
Yes, and that's very important, because ideally we all want to achieve so much in life, and so we need to continue working towards, you know, achieving. And this is why we set goals. And there's a way we can do that. Have you ever heard of a SMART goal, Jonathan? So SMART.
Yes. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely.
That's it. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing, John. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goals. These are goals that will help you, I guess, be more specific in what you want to achieve. And so we can break it down into those five different categories. So everything is specific, a specific goal you want to achieve. It's got to be specific and straight to the point. And then we got measurable. So what key indicators will help you achieve your goal? You know, the specific goal that you want to achieve. And then we got attainable. Attainable is sort of how realistic or how determined are you in achieving that goal? Is it possible to achieve it? What are you going to do in order to help you achieve the goal? And then you got realistic. And Jonathan, help me out here. What do we mean by realistic or reasonable?
It's hard to do with something you can achieve using your current means.
That's right. Thank you for that, John. And then you got time bound, so pull yourself some deadlines, you know. Time that you want to achieve your goal, I think it's very important, so you don't waffle on. And before you know it, it's next year, and your goal hasn't been achieved yet. So, and then look into why you have or haven't achieved your goal at the end of it all. And so, what are your goals for this year? So, I briefly spoke about, you know, trying to connect with more people this year. And also, when we talk about, you know, setting goals, there are a lot of goals that I want to set. And it's okay to have goals like the lab. Because, look, we are all, you know, well, people are physically, you know, active in their community and in their, I guess, environment. And so one goal can lead to another goal, just like that. And so this is why when I say overlaps, it does overlap. And so you need to consider, you know, what goals are, you know, highly important as opposed to goals that, you know, can be achieved later on in life. Before I waffle on, Jonathan, you want to share what about your goals?
Well, my goals for this year are to continue sharing disability news and information and starting to sustaining the new Young Adult Services Board.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jonathan. So, continuing the great work here on crypto, inviting new guests to join us. Some exciting guests are lined up for us here at crypto. So, stay tuned as we, as we go forward into the year with our amazing guest speakers, but also running the peace support group and sustaining it for the year ahead. It sounds like an exciting, you know, year ahead of us, and so now let's continue doing the work that we do. And also just a reminder for the audience, if you got any goals you set for yourself, please share with us in the chat. For me, before we move on, I did say that I'm looking to connect with more people, but also I got a little, you know, bit of goals here and there that I do want to achieve. Things like living independently, focusing on, you know, upgrading from my L's, looking to travel. So there's a lot of goals, you know, that have been set. And hopefully I will keep you all updated on how that goes towards the end of the year. Like I said, it's going to be exciting in the year ahead. And so, yeah, let's do what we do best. All right, now let's move on. Before we wrap up, let's get into any tips and advice on setting goals. Let's hear from John himself. What are your tips and advice on setting goals?
Well, it's okay to have big goals, but break it down into small steps.
Yes, so important is it to break it down.
Yeah.
And make it like a realistic as well. It's always good to, you know, set goals weekly, could be even daily, you know. Even getting out of bed and going for a walk is a goal that you can set for yourself. Realistically, we can all achieve our goals if we put our mind to it.
Yeah.
I think for me, setting goals, as you said, John, try to break it down. It's always good to monitor the progress of your goals. So this is where SMART goals come into play. I guess utilize that and stick to specific goals that you want to achieve. It's always good when you do achieve your goals. So when you do achieve it, feel free to celebrate. You know, whether it's a post on social media or just letting a friend know that you've achieved your goal, I think is a very important step. Because they also help boost your confidence, lift up your self-esteem. And I think we will just go from there. Very important. I'm just going to go to our comments. So it's good to see you, Jane. Hello, welcome to Grip Chat. And we got, well, a very long comment. So yeah, look, we're going to wrap it up now. This is just to say welcome back, everyone. We look forward to another exciting year on Grip Chat, your weekly podcast everything disability. And please feel free to engage. I like and share, you know, the work that we do. And some exciting guest speakers are going to be joining us later on in the year. So watch this space. But for now, goodbye, everyone. Enjoy your week.
You've been watching Grip Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Join us next week for more Grip Chat.